You'd better move along while the gates open. And as for the Bibles, although they went on the black market, at least they too reached Romania safely, where somehow believers will find enough money to buy them for their own. But of all the signs of these times, to us the most encouraging is the ever-increasing freedom of travel into most communist countries. Thousands more visitors from the West every year, and of these thousands, what if only a few hundred come consciously as Christians seeking their brothers? Even people who have never dreamed of being missionaries could play a role here larger than anything that has yet been done. Just in the matter of Bibles, smuggling in a carload is risky business, but most border checks would say nothing to a single copy in the local language obtainable from the Bible societies among a traveller's personal effects. China and Albania are the only two countries I know where a Bible left on a table or forgotten in a drawer would not find its way soon into eager hands. 1,000 tourists, 1,000 ambassadors of God. Tourists who would not only visit the museums and the factories, but who would find the places, often small and out of the way, where Christians meet to worship, who would stand up in these services and speak just 6 healing words. Greetings from your brothers in Holland, in England, in America. Where would it end? I asked Corrie. Where could such a flood of caring be stopped? I don't know, she said, and then she laughed. We don't know what lies ahead, remember? We don't know where we're going, but we're glad we're going there together. Together, the 2 of us, the 12 of us, the thousands of us. None of us knows where the road will lead. We only know it is the most exciting journey of them all. This concludes the reading of God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew. Copyright 1967 by Brother Andrew and John and Elizabeth Sherrill.
This book was read by Simon Vance.
This unabridged recording of the reading of God's Smuggler was published by arrangement with Dutton Signet Incorporated, a division of Penguin Books, USA, and was produced in 1998 by Blackstone Audio Books, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks.
If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.